Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power. My name is Ginger Metro, and I channel Galexis, a group of beings from many places and levels who speak as one. I've been channeling Galexis since 1988, over 20 years now. And throughout this time, Galexis has spoken with hundreds of people in the U.S. and abroad. With their love and their sense of humor, Galexis consistently urges us all to take back our power from those we've given it to make choices of power for ourselves. And Galexis always emphasizes to love and respect who we are, the sparks of divine light inhabiting our human bodies. When we can do this, Galexis says, we can dream a new reality for ourselves, for those we love, and for the world. The Path of Power is every first and third Monday. So next week we'll be Tall Cat Psychic at this same time spot. To know more about Galexis, go to our website, www.galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit.com. I sign up for the free newsletter and check out the workshops that are available there in the bookstore. We have been getting tremendous responses from the Healing Your Relationship with Money CDs. It seems that after listening to these CDs, all sorts of miracles, financial opportunities, and so forth open up for people. So if you're in a tight place money-wise, you might find this a good leverage for you to move into a new level of abundance in 2009. Now I'll head into trance. Galexis will be with you just a few. They'll present a message and then open the show for you to call in with your questions on any topic. The numbers to call in will be 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. So now I'll be quiet for a few seconds, and Galexis will be right with you. So goodbye until next time from me, and now here is Galexis. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis, and welcome. Welcome to the first show of 2009. Now, you have time, we don't. But in your time, there's a lot going on, and the way we can measure time to the best that we can is the amount of things that happen, the amount of movement, of growth, of development, of unfoldment, of moving forward, moving backwards, you know, any kind of movement gives us a sense of the illusion of time. And what we notice at this particular time, as we enter 2009, there is a energy of the pivot. It's an energy in which many, many of you are finding that the lives that you've been leading and the lives that you are aiming to live are coming, in a sense, to a connective change point. In a way, you are making a turn. And just as when you are driving your car and you're going to make a turn, you have to slow down and pause and check to make sure there's no obstacles in the road, and no oncoming traffic or anything, and then you make your left turn. You know, you got to slow down. You pivot. You basically make that turn. And then once you've made the turn, you speed up once again. In a sense, many of you are making a turn. Some of you started it a few months ago. Some of you are going to be doing it within the next 2 or 3 months. But for all of you, there is an opportunity, if you should desire it, to make this turn, to to make this change, to shift a direction, or to expand a particular area of your life, or to open up a new playing field for yourself, a new career, a new relationship, a new healing opportunity, a new development in your spiritual awakening. Anything that you have been looking forward to doing, this is a great time to imagine it, to start anticipating it, to start putting thoughts down, to write them down, to put ideas together of what you can do to take action towards those things that you want to have in your life. But even more so than doing that, it's imperative that you detox all the limitations and restrictions of the past that could interfere with the future. Very often, people carry on their past in the present because they just assume that who they are in the present is determined by what they have done and what has happened to them in the past. If you still hold on to that kind of sense that your identity somehow has been built from your past, has been created from your past, and that all the things that happen to you, what family you're from, what religion you're in, and all these kinds of things, that where you've grown up and what you learned there is all that which has created who you are today, then what you're going to discover in your future is going to just be a repeat of your past, all the habitual patterns of your past. And so if you have some limiting patterns in your past, for example, you start a business and it falls apart before it really gets off the ground, or you tend to have relationships and they seem to fall apart at the same point for the same, seemingly same reasons, even though the partner seems to be totally different from the one before. Those kinds of limited patterns, those type of patterns that always just seem to sabotage your progress, your happiness, your dreams. If you have any of those left, and you identify with yourself as the person you have been, then these patterns are going to be out there in front of you, regardless of how much understanding you have about what went on there, how much you think you have learned from it, or how clear and free of it you feel at the present time. You see, it sneaks around when you're not looking. The past sneaks around to the future. Because if you are identifying with who you have been, your attention, your perspective is focused on the past. And you're backing into the future, just as if you're going to back out a door. You know, that's not the way you go through a doorway. You don't, you know, put your fanny through first. You generally open the door and, you know, your foot or your knee or whatever goes through first as you head forward through the door. So if you focus on the past or your identity is attached there to some tradition of the past for you that is so real and so meaningful that your identity is locked up in it, you're going to back into the future. And so when you're focused on the past, the future basically is a piece of the past that runs around to the back of you, and you will back into it. It's like, ha-ha, you found us again. We're just repeating over and over the same life. And you can get to a place of tremendous frustration and resignation, thinking, well, no, nothing ever seems to change. Nothing ever seems to improve. It always seems that as I go into the future, I'm hitting the same old problems over and over and over again. And it also can create a sense of unease, a sense of anxiety, nervousness, fear. Oh, gosh, here I am trying something new, trying that new relationship or that new career or whatever it is. Here it is. I'm going for this dream, for this fantasy, for this thing that I've wanted and desired so much. But what if I can't get it? What if the same pattern will be there? What if I sabotage myself as I have done before? What if the same types of circumstances come to pull the rug out from under my feet at the same time as they always do? And so in a way, you could begin to anticipate scary stuff from your past. So the key to being able to move forward, interestingly enough, is to a couple of things. First of all, is to know and remember those patterns which have, in a way, defeated you in the past or have held you back, restrained you, restricted you, limited you in the past. And to look at the person that you were, the emotions you had around those circumstances. For example, if it was relationship situations, every time the relationship reached a certain point, what would be the emotional triggers that would happen there? What would happen? Would it be so all of a sudden you get really, really frightened or really, really angry or really, really depressed or really hurt? What emotions would precipitate, you know, your awareness, oh gosh, here's the pattern again? What emotions were there? Because those emotions, if you still hold the propensity to say, take something very, very personally, and in your relationship problem pattern is that somebody, that your mate tells you some this and that and the other and pulls away from you, and you go running after them, needing them, or trying to control them. There's going to be fear in there. There's going to feel like a lack of safety. There's going to be maybe anger. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. And you're going to feel that the only thing you can do is manipulate or control. Are you still at that place that if you were to get to that point in your relationship, would you still go back into that pattern if it happened over again? What would you do differently? And whatever you would do differently, would it feel strange to you to do that? Would it be odd to do that? Or can you imagine yourself doing and responding and feeling differently than you have before under the same circumstances, and imagining that this more positive response is natural to you, that it could just be easy and natural and second nature kind of to you? Can you imagine that? Again, if you have it with money, what's the emotions that go through? What is it that often happens with people, you know, for example, who have business partners, that all of a sudden the partner becomes unreliable, untrustworthy, or they don't do what they say they're going to do, and all of a sudden you're stuck, and all of a sudden everything starts to slip and to slide, all right? And you can get together with them and try to dream it up and try to put it together and try to imagine a new way of doing it, and generally that just kind of... you're running faster and faster trying to patch it up before it falls apart. Many people have had that kind of pattern too. So what emotions would there be your, you know, your snags, your traps? What emotions there would you find? The fear, oh my, what if my partner is, you know, being duplicitous, is lying to me? And I can't rely on my partner fulfilling what he or she says they're going to do. What is the feeling you could have? What is the emotion? And then what kind of response in action would you take? Would you manipulate? Would you go into fear and run away and say, oh, forget it, it's this again, and I'm not even going to deal with that. I'm going to run away. I'm going to judge this person. I'm going to run away. I'm going to judge the situation. We want to point out that one of the things that comes out of old patterns is that there is always a feeling of powerlessness, a response by you of manipulation, control, through whatever emotional means or whatever strategic means that you can have. And accompanying it, and this is the tricky place, is a whole bunch of judgment and substantiation or reinforcement of some limited beliefs about it. Now, it's those, once you look back at the pattern, it's those limiting beliefs and those judgments that you make that are the crux, because it's in that place that you limit this image of who you can be and who you are. And if you look there, you will find the part of you that for whom suffering or the loss or the failure or the rejection or the hurt or whatever it is seems to be the logical course that you go to, that is just natural for yourself, is to always seem to screw up right at the same place, right the same way, just with different partners or just with different circumstances, but somehow or another the same energy showing up again. Oh, that's just me. Or maybe I just can't ever seem to fill in the blank. You see? So that's where you stick yourself. And at this pivotal point, it's really quite critical. It's really quite extraordinarily opportunistic for you to be able to step into a new reality, to step into something that's grander and almost more miraculous than anything else. But this limitation from the past, this belief about yourself, this restriction about who you are, what your identity is, the judgments that you have a tendency to make, the manipulative strategies you have a tendency to do, all of these must be identified, and you must already plan to have different responses for these same emotions and same kind of circumstances, and also to be able to think of what you will do, how you will evaluate it, rather than analyze it, judge it, and justify your behavior. Every time you justify your behavior, you anchor yourself into a more limited being, a more limited self. All right? So looking there is where you will find what you need to let go of at this time, so that you can dream something new and you can imagine yourself as this greater person, as this greater being. And as you imagine yourself as this greater being, as you can imagine yourself 6 months, 2 months, 6 months, 2 years into the future or whatever, fulfilled, having this particular success, not a fantasy, but an actual imagination of yourself having it naturally, what emotions would you be feeling if you didn't take it personally anymore, if you didn't tend to sabotage yourself? Or even if you did, and you went into this new response pattern, this new way of being, this new image of yourself, what could happen? We would say this. One of the most important things that would happen would be that you would maintain and retain your power. You would feel empowered to make choices. You would never be at the mercy of your reality, of other people, of your circumstances, of your mate, whoever. You would never be, in that sense, helpless. You see? So you would always be empowered to make new choices, to imagine, to dream. You know what they say, necessity is the mother of invention. You know, sometimes you wait until you have to be in the middle of the crisis before you can imagine a new way of being. But if you can imagine it now, then that fantastic flurry and openings of opportunity that can await you in this year. Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities this year. Plenty for you if you select them, if you decide to choose to move forward, to accept the change, to really activate the change in you. You can step forward into a brighter future, and there will be many opportunities for you. So what could you do differently? Who could you be differently? All right, so we're going to open up the lines now, and you can feel free to call in with a question. Our phone number at the station is 877-876-5227, or if that one's busy, 888-815-9756. So give us a call, and we will be happy to answer your questions on perhaps the topic we're speaking of or any other topic. This is such a powerful time. We feel that even though we have been talking about this topic who knows how many weeks now, It is important enough to keep reinforcing. This is the time for the, you know, in a sense, a transformation. This is a time for the change. This is a time for the shift. Not to say that you can't shift later. Of course you can. But right now, with the chaos that's going on, it's a sense people are plummeting personally, as well as the nation and the world, into an economic unknown. Many people in economic or financial freefall during this time of seeming darkness, this time of emptiness. This is the time you can do this. This is the time you can activate your magic. All right, hello, we have a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so glad you're talking about this today. It's perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So who are we speaking with then?
Oh, hi, this is June.
Oh, well, hello, June. What a pleasure to speak with you again.
Yeah, thank you. I listen to the CDs a lot.
Oh, excellent.
Your information just is freeing my life and just changing my life so much. I'm so grateful to you.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. It's our pleasure. It's our delight. All right. So what would you like to discuss this time?
Well, I'm working very hard at doing just what you're talking about, clearing the past, because I want to get to what I came here to do, and I was wondering if you could give me a clue as to what I promised myself I would do when I came here this time.
All right. Well, this is the eternal question. You know, everyone who comes to us, everyone who comes to any kind of psychic or spiritual helpful guide or whomever, always seems to ask, well, what in the world am I doing here? What am I here to do? You know there is something. You can feel it, yes?
Yes.
You can feel it's a longing, it's a pull, right?
Yes.
Now, this longing, this pull, everyone has. And the more that you are aware of it, the more you can tune into it within yourself, and the freer, yes, you let yourself be of the past, the more clear, more profound, the more intense, and the more precise this pull, this longing, this sense of direction will manifest, right? Now, you didn't want to come and just have it laid out for you. So that's why we cannot tell you, because your choice, the inner free will universe, was to come in and explore this illusion, this reality, and play with it and learn from it and enjoy it and just have a really interesting time. But part of the real key to it is that you wanted to learn how to create from scratch. And in order to do that, you had to forget who you were.
Mm-hmm.
If you remembered who you were, there would be no question about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you wanted to create a pathway. You wanted to create a pathway from the darkness to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to explore creating a new pathway that has never been made before, either in any of your other lifetimes or on the planet. This is part of the excitement by which you came into this particular lifetime, so that you could be prepared and ready at this particular time, at the particular age that you are in this lifetime, to be able to participate on the planet in this big consciousness shift. So you know you have something to do with that. You know that a great deal of it has to do with that. And we would suggest that if you focus on your mission, the two missions that we speak about, the first mission is your personal mission, the second mission is your global or worldview mission. Now, your personal mission is self-realization. It is to remember to know who you are and to play that out in everything that you do, how you express yourself, how you live, how you feel, how you relate to others, and have that sense of yourself as the divine light being taking a human experience to be your mission. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally want to feel that, yes.
Right. So the steps to doing that is to be in your power, to not judge yourself, to love yourself, to honor and respect who you are and to honor your temperament. And that is the style of being that you have. Everyone has a unique temperament. You know, not everyone, only maybe 10% of the population are the typical, what do they call it, type A personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the rest, there's type Bs, and there's several types. But most of the people that we talk to, who are in the process of doing the same kind of spiritual work on themselves and opening to their missions as you are very creative. And creative people have a unique temperament. And you will find that creative people just cannot handle too much consistency.
Yeah.
They cannot. Yep. It's deadening.
Yep.
Because actually the art of creating is to create inconsistency. Right.
Cycle.
If you wanted consistency, you would not have been born to be a creator. Right. In this creation from scratch would not have appealed so much to you.
Mm-hmm.
You would have come in and lived the normal life that was prescribed for people born at your year in your culture. It would have been natural for you to grow up and do just the same things that was expected of you, that probably your parents did, and so on, and just kind of continue it in a slightly modernized version.
Sure.
But that wasn't your path.
Mm-mm.
You see. You came for the period where you get to jump through various places that we call the void or the chaos, the darkness.
Right.
You get to jump through the darkness. You get to find how to get your bearings when there are none. Why? Because what you're doing is creating something new. So you have to create bearings. So this is what you're working on right now, is how in every aspect of your daily life, for you to tune into what you desire, what you and feel, what you're thinking, to monitor your thoughts, to make sure you don't judge yourself, or hold on to limited beliefs that come from your past.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, this is the big work. This is the big job. Because as you get into this and you get more and more power and you feel freer and freer to make choices based on your desire and your temperament, your creative temperament, which is surges and pauses, surges and pauses.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
And so as you honor this and you live according to who you are, in your nature, your intrinsic nature, honoring and loving that and expanding the light of you by doing that, expanding the value of you, as you desire things, they will come more easily, more intensely, more beautifully, more perfectly, you might even say. Just plop, 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 will drop in, and the opportunities will be there. You see? Now, at some point, you're going to want to do your global work. And generally, most people see that as a career.
Right.
And it's not necessarily a career. It could be, you know, just coordinating some people to get together and have a meditation circle. That could be it. But you see, you've been brainwashed, in a sense, by your culture to think that it's got to be some kind of big, splashy, you know, dramatic thing.
Yeah,
you've
I don't
got to
think
get
it's
you-
splashy.
Right.
I have been thinking of doing a circle, a women's spiritual circle where we, you know, with the seasons and the moon and everything.
Right. Right.
It's
been cool
to
do
that
for
years, but I'm afraid to a little bit.
You can do that to connect with the earth and to see what comes of it.
Okay.
Now, be aware that when you do things like that, that there is a certain tradition that can seep into that. And there are certain limitations in the tradition. Okay?
Yeah.
The honoring of the earth is beautiful. What you want to open up to a circle, if you do put together a spiritual circle, you want to open up to the participants the opportunity to create the circle fresh and new. Yeah, there may be the pinions of honoring and respecting the earth, but also to respect, you know, the creative energy of everyone there, to dream up new ways of getting together, new ways of working together, new ways of putting your consciousnesses together, new ways of releasing and healing and freeing all of you.
Exactly.
You see, new ways of networking that don't have a strong leader and you know, politics playing any role.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right, but it takes dreaming it. It takes imagining it, because the imprint, the template or whatever in your culture has not really been made there for groups yet.
Right. Play group.
You see? What's that?
I'm calling it a play shop instead of a workshop. Because we've got play.
And you're going to have to also retrain people with a consciousness idea that play is just as important as work.
Yes.
Because people very often hear play, and the value of it goes down many notches instantly.
True.
In their subconscious.
Right? Okay.
All right. So you really have to. So what you want to do is to say, all right, you know, by a play shop, we're looking at the whole concept of valuing the playful, creative side of our natures. So come join me, and let's dance in our creative energies, you see.
Good, okay.
All right,
can
now.
Can we clear all these? Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
All right, well, one of the things we're just wanting to say is that if you feel a desire to do this, then it is part of your mission.
Yes, I feel a big desire to do it.
All right, but you see, that's pulling you. That's part of the longing. It's pulling you towards your mission. That's the inerring, or unerring, as they say, you know, support that you get from your own higher self. That is the support you get from all the rest of us who are your friends on the other side, your spirit guides, etc. And this is you honoring and respecting yourself by following your call. And that will make it clearer and clearer and clearer.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I so appreciate you. When we clear things, are we clearing it for the planet as well as ourselves? Like I had child abuse. If I clear that child abuse out of my body, I'm clearing it for the whole planet. Is that true?
Well, you're clearing it for you, and what you're doing for the planet is putting the template out there and the energy, because you see, people who are ready to change will pick it up.
Ah.
People who are not ready to change may still be there. But once people are ready to change, you want them to be able to get what they need, to get the help that they need, to get the ideas, the imagination. And you may not get any credit for it. But
by doing it yourself,
you're enabling that pattern to be available to others.
The pattern of clearing and letting go of the past.
Yes, for however you do it. The way you do it is available. You know, in a sense, other people can just pick up on what you have done if they're ready. And if they're intuitive and a bit creative, they'll put together their own way of doing it.
Yes,
but it will be because of you that they will be able to imagine it.
Yes. Thank you so
much.
So
that's what you're doing for the planet.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. A pleasure speaking with you.
A pleasure to always hear you, too. Thank you.
All right. Farewell, dear one. All right. So very powerful. So our lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So give us a call if you want to ask us a question. And for those of you who sometimes have told us that they're frustrated because there seems to be a time delay, there is a time delay. And it takes about, you know, a minute or something like that. So don't think that, my gosh, why isn't anyone calling in? You know, there is a certain time delay. All right? So just to let you know that. So it's very exciting. So June called in. Here she is, wanting to move forward on her vision, wanting to let go of something very dark in her past, something that gave her a sense of shame within herself, something that gave her a sense of powerlessness, a sense of limitation into her past, which as she frees herself from and begins to imagine herself in the future now, imagining herself in the future as a person for whom that kind of powerlessness, that kind of fear, that kind of rage, that kind of, with all those energies, is not natural, but joy is natural for her, but power is natural for her, then she can make quite a bit of change. All right, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello, Galexis. This is Althea. I was wondering if you could touch upon some of the consensus that's out there on holographic inserts about the changing of the DNA of the human species so that they couldn't enter into a type of Christ consciousness or ascended consciousness because their DNA was altered purposefully.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would suggest that the alterations and the weird stuff in DNA is not something that's recent, right? It's something that happened many thousands of years ago, but it is also not permanent, all right? So those descendants of those who had the altered DNA, should they have, you know, continued their lines, the dominant DNA in the human species has been to be complete, to be whole, to be have a soul large enough to be able to recognize in the physical body, while still in a physical lifetime, who one is, the divine that one is. And so this is an unprecedented experiment because there are many other places, virtually all the other places, where in physical form of this density, it is not even possible to get there.
That's what I thought. I thought our planet is unique in that perspective in the sense that it's happening now for people to come into this type of awakening on a global scale.
Exactly, it is. And it's if you've ever seen a picture of the bell curve, it is like, when the energy starts, it's like the baseline, it crawls along the baseline and slowly it begins to rise, but at some point it begins to curve up at a greater and greater angle and go straight up. So the acceleration becomes exponential until it reaches some kind of plateau.
Right,
an
acceleration
that, yes?
Both with information that's been out there and like your previous caller, just going, thinking about and maybe going through the exercise of energetic release and putting out her personal template that it can be done. I mean, is that how this is all happening in terms of just every single human being choosing anew?
Yes, and also to remember that you, as a powerful reality creator, have, with your crew of higher self, with your soul, with your crew of spirit helpers and so forth and so on, have created an illusion, a perfect illusion for you. And therefore, if you change you, you can change the illusion, you see. And as you shift the illusion, your world changes.
And part of the process, I'm with you on that and definitely ready for it, asking to see the illusion, is that really the correct way to, I mean, is that going to bring about the change for me? I'm asking to see.
Right. You see, if you look at your reality and you're able to imagine for a moment, imagine that this is an illusion, that nothing is real.
Right.
But imagine that you and how you feel, your love, your power, that is real.
So putting the attention on the love and the power of being a co-creator is really where it's going to break through the illusion, because personally, like, I don't look at the theater that we're on as real on any level. The death processes, the killings, all that's going on, it doesn't seem real, one, because I'm clairvoyant and I see that once a person dies, they're still here.
Right.
In
there's
some
still
form.
Quite, mm-hmm, quite
and
a bit
so,
of light still. Yeah.
Yes, so I'm seeing that, I'm seeing multidimensionally and recognizing that this is our physical perceptions aren't real.
Right, but what is real is your emotional response to that. Mm. When you hear about killings, when you hear about destruction, how do you emotionally respond?
I allow sources light to come to and through. I'm neutral. It's a pain. I don't want to see people suffer, and there's an empathetic response. I'll start with that.
All right, so there's a certain sense of compassion
for the
suffering and the pain.
And what I do is allow sources perfect wisdom, perfect knowing, perfect healing to come to and through, and I send it out to the planet. And that's what I do.
Well, that's a good work to do. That makes you, and how do you feel when you do that? What is the emotion you feel?
In one.
What's that?
In one.
All right. And what is the emotion that you feel when you're in one?
I feel still.
All right. And what do you feel when you feel still? Because you're not describing emotions yet. You're describing states. So in each state of consciousness is a subset of emotion of what you're feeling, really feeling emotionally.
I don't think I'm connecting to the emotion then.
That's correct. That's what we're pointing out. Because if you can see, when you feel that pain and you feel a certain amount of compassion, it's painful and so on. So you jump right into the calling of the light and the energy and the perfection and da da da. And in a sense, you are directing. It is a response that is beautiful, and yet it is one of the ways that, in a way, you sidestepped the depth of the emotion.
So the most important piece then for me is to take that moment and feel it fully to the depth of my being.
Yes. There you go. Because when you do that and you start to recognize, hey, this is an illusion and this is what I'm feeling, you see,
mm-hmm.
then you see the connection between your emotional body and the world. That's
okay.
Your link. All right?
Okay.
Now, as you work with your emotion and take responsibility for the emotion, you can take responsibility for the world, you see.
Wow,
because
that's huge.
It is. It's enormous. And the reason we're saying it to you is because you have been, you know, skirting around this issue for some years, actually.
Okay.
And you hadn't really felt comfortable about the idea of being responsible. Now, because most people think responsible, that means you're to blame. That's something, you know, what did you do wrong to make all these people die in the Middle East?
Right. Explain to me responsibility. Because forever I'd go to a chiropractor and go, stop putting the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Exactly.
So you're saying don't take the blame, take the responsibility for clearing the emotional body.
Exactly. And that's the responsibility.
Okay.
You see?
Because
everything that's happening out there in your reality is a mirror. It is a message for you. There's information. Everything that comes in is information to you. And the way you work with it, as if you go within and you feel the emotion that you feel. If you feel and let yourself open to the love, right? And watch how you respond to the pain. If you try to lift beyond it and go into the etheric kind of, okay, we're just going to work some light and energy and so on,
right.
You're not grounded, you see. But if you go deep in there and you feel the pain and you lift it up into the love, you've done a transformation for yourself.
Now, lifting it up from the love, I don't want to go in the mental line, but let me imagine this. So I'm feeling deep pain, and so at what point do you know? Is it just a feeling that you feel it's time to transmute it by seeing
no,
it?
No, no, it'll transmute by itself, actually. It's because emotion is emotion, energy in motion. And when you are present with it and you're hearing it and being with it and being present with emotion, it will move. It will begin to move. It's only stagnant if you're not paying much attention to it. So as soon as you get in there and you just feel it, it will start moving you through various emotions. And you'll find that other emotions may come up, like powerlessness and helplessness and panic and fear and anxiety and rage and anger and all sorts of things. Just let yourself feel the whole range of whatever is there. And
now,
through it yourself.
And again, trying to stay out of the mind, but I just want to make sure when I'm feeling these things, because I'm exceptionally empathic, and I don't tend to like to feel other people's feelings.
We understand. But you see, when you're fully present with it, from an attitude of being a reality creator, not an attitude of being powerless or at the mercy of, okay? When you're in your power and you feel the emotion as a reality creator, you cannot do it from a point of a person who's a martyr. Right?
I see. So therefore, the emotion is the motion, period.
Yes, the emotion will take you, it will move you, it will move up through the layers, and it moves ultimately into love. And if you will stay with that process, you will do a transformational healing on you. Now, when it moves through, you are not stuck with it. So if you are with somebody who is hurting and in pain, yeah, you feel the pain, but generally what you've done in the past is that it's made you a little bit fearful, and so you shut down or you created a barrier, a protection, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And this was necessary in the spiritual New Age community up until just recently, because it was a perspective of someone who felt that the universe was objective. It was not a subjective illusion. It was something that was there, and God was this old man with a beard up in the clouds, and you were here doing your job, your work, and you were in service,
mm-hmm.
and that you weren't all that important.
Right. So the separation is no longer. We are one.
You personally, you're no longer in that distinction or separation of I'm this, you know, pathetic little creature on the planet,
right.
and God's up there, and I want to try and be holy and please God. You know, this old concept, which is still embedded in religious thought, is part of the old paradigm. And even the most progressive people in religion are beginning to discover a kind of co-creation with God. You see, and it's for you to look at this is to realize that you have created a tremendous amount of your own awakening, and you've become aware of your power. You've become aware of who you are and valuing who you are. So when something like that happens, it's not a big stretch for you at all to stay in your power.
Correct.
If you feel that somehow or another you're not feeling very powerful and you're feeling swayed by somebody's pain or what's happening in the Middle East or what's happening up in Washington or whatever, then do a power retrieval. Say, power, return to me. I gave my power to you. I'm taking it back now. And you just pull it back into you.
Okay.
Until you recognize, hey, I'm back in my power. I'm the powerful reality creator. And now as a light being, now I'm going to go and really feel and own what this is and experience it, and so I'm going to be able to respond precisely to it because I'm going to go and feel exactly what it is and what reality I've given it and what reality is part of the creation of this illusion in my world for me. And I'm going to go and experience it all the way through until it eventually lifts into love. And if you don't judge anybody, you will eventually lift into love, you see?
Yes. No, I get the whole judgment piece. I do.
Right. And
yeah.
yeah, exactly. You worked long and hard on that one, dear one. That was a good job.
Thank you. Yeah, I own that one. I give myself a high five on that one. So now it's just talking about feeling. That's my MO for 09 is feel the depth of whatever it is I'm feeling. Because that
right, and then taking responsibility means that you respond.
You respond from this
place of someone who is connected to it. You are, in a sense, at one moment on the planet with everything going on. You are at one moment, let's say, with all the pain in the Middle East. And once you're in one moment and you're in your power, now you can do something about it.
Yes. And that
now you can do the technique that you did before, or you'll do some other version of it, or you'll send the energy directly from you without calling on perfect power or anything like that, knowing that, hey, I'm calling on my crew to help me, you know. Here, I'm asking my soul, I'm asking my higher self, my spirit guides, come on, be with me now. And what we're going to do is we're just going to move all this love and all this light, and we're going to dream and imagine that over there in the Middle East, that they're going to sit down at the table and talk and they're going to get peace.
Right, coming from my own divine source.
Exactly.
With working with my team, I've got that. Let me ask
right.
you
Right, and then the final step, just one more little thing. The final step, then, would be for you to imagine yourself in the future hearing about how there's peace in the Middle East.
Right.
And
thank you for that piece. That's exactly
all right.
it. Uh-huh.
All right. Because you want to own the self that you would be there, and that peace in the Middle East would be natural for you. And
yes.
what that would feel like.
Yes.
Because right now, it's not.
Right. Got it. Let me ask you this in terms of global for people who are listening. Now, is everyone going through this type of very similar catharsis of feeling what's going on the earth and maybe short-circuiting and taking feeling to the next level, like, you know, destruction or something of that sort?
All right. Well, we would say that the general experience of enlightenment that's going on the planet at this time is the ability for people to feel more, to be willing to face the feelings, to be willing to face the emotions after so many thousands of years of emotional repression, right, and resistance to emotions. One of the most difficult blockages for most people on the planet is to handle intense emotion. And that can be positive as well as negative. So opening up to the emotional body is opening up to the balance between the masculine and the feminine. It's opening up to the divine link, which is love. And in that process, people grow. Now, what's interesting is because you started this conversation with us about DNA. As you do this process,
it creates
you are activating parts of your DNA that have not been activated.
Right.
See, there's parts of DNA which the scientists called junk DNA because they had no idea what this DNA was for. You know, they could map all the genomes. They could figure out this and that and the other, and it's on this particular one and this and that and this particular DNA. This blah 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 blah. But there's a whole bunch of them that they just, you know, it's just in the link. And what is this for? What does this DNA do? And they couldn't figure it out. And as you become more whole and more complete, as you integrate your emotional body, which is a body actually that survives your physical death, right? As you do that, you're becoming more and more immortal, okay, in your spiritual energy. You're getting closer and closer to being able to step out of the physical body or bring the consciousness of going beyond death into the physical body more and more.
Mm-hmm.
As this process happens, the DNAs are opening up. They're opening up, right? And so in a sense, your chakras that are, in a sense, your ways of tuning your energies will also ramp up to higher frequencies, you see? You'll be able to perceive more. You'll be able to know more on more levels. You perceive more than most people already. But can you imagine how further?
I can see how it's through the allowing of the emotional body to penetrate all the bodies that
right,
expands
and balance.
That chakra.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and the balance. And then the chakras can release whatever pain you have had stashed in there, hidden away.
Oh, yeah, joy.
You're healing. You see?
Right, yes, it's an emotional clearing. I understand this process as you speak.
And
it
at the
so
same
well.
Time, yes, at the same time, the planet is going to undergo a bit of a shift by your benefit, you see?
Correct.
And you are creating your reality, and you're seeing it inside, and then you're seeing it outside. But it does take a certain awareness and staying as aware as you can that you are an empowered being at all times, and that what you think, what you feel, what you know, what you believe, what you say, what you do matters and has impact on your reality, even over in the Middle East.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
This is responsibility.
I get glimpses of it, definitely. I get glimpses of how everything matters.
Exactly. And then when you are imagining yourself there in the future listening to the news report about the peace talks and how successful this peace peace has become, you will realize that the self that you are there is this self who has realized this peace of healing.
Right, the peace within.
Within, yeah. The inner pain within you is healed.
Yes.
The inner violence to yourself in some way, where you may have judged yourself or something like that, is gone.
Is gone.
You are free.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's huge what you're speaking of. It's so huge and so profound and yet so simple, truthfully. I mean, the process in itself might take time, but truthfully, I see it as very simple. It's the staying awake and conscious and fully in the body to feel is the key.
Right, and then you bring the new reality into your consciousness, into your body, and you live in a multidimensional reality while still in the physical body. And that's the exciting, you know, adventure that you signed on for.
And I'm excited about it.
Fantastic.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
You're very welcome, dear one. It has been our pleasure speaking with you, absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right, so have a wonderful 2009.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, dear one. Farewell. And also to thank you to June, and may she have a marvelous 2009. And thank you to all of you who have listened, and may you have a fantastic 2009. May you find ways to lift beyond the limitations that in the past would have been slipped forward into your future just to catch you up. So we want to remind you that next week it is Tall Cat Psychic, and we will be with you 2 weeks from today at the same time and station. And in the meantime, go to our website, galexisspirit.com, and in the home page, there will be a little message, a reminder of who you are, because that is probably the most key for you to be able to maintain your love, your power, your choice, your magnificence, your light. And dear ones, always remember, you are powerful. You are a powerful reality creator. It has been our pleasure speaking with you, and we will go now, and we wish you a glorious, glorious time. All right. And farewell for now.